Chapter 5. Thornfield Hall. Jane felt a little nervous as she arrived at Thornfield Hall.
The house is beautiful. I wonder what the family are like.
Mrs. Fairfax was very friendly.
Come in and sit down, my dear. You must be tired after your journey. Would you like a cup of tea?
Yes, please. That's very kind of you.
She introduced Jane to the little girl.
This is Adele, your new pupil.
Hello, Adele. I'm very pleased to meet you.
Bonjour, mademoiselle.
Adele is French. She's an orphan. Mr. Rochester has adopted her and brought her here to England.
Mr. Rochester? But isn't Adele your granddaughter?
Oh, no. I'm only the housekeeper here. The house belongs to Mr. Rochester.
Does Mrs. Rochester live here?
No, my dear. Mr. Rochester isn't married. He's not here at the moment. He spends long periods away, travelling abroad. Come with me. I'll show you around the house.
It was a large house with many rooms.
This is your bedroom. I hope you like it.
It's a lovely room. I feel at home here already.
There was a disturbing noise from somewhere upstairs in the attic.
What's that? It sounds like laughter.
Oh, it's nothing. It's probably Grace Poole, one of the servants who lives upstairs. She's a little strange.
A door opened in the hall and a woman appeared.
There she is. Grace, don't make so much noise, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Jane was happy at Thornfield. She enjoyed teaching Adele.
I have written something for you.
Very good, Adele. Your English is getting better.
One winter evening, Mrs. Fairfax called Jane.
Will you post this letter for me in the village?
Yes, of course.
On the road, she heard a horse approaching. Suddenly, a large dog ran past her, followed by a rider. There was ice on the road. The horse slipped and fell.
Oh, no!
Are you all right?
Yes. Yes. Stand back from the horse.
The man seemed to be annoyed. He managed to stand up.
You have hurt your foot. Let me help you.
All right. If you can help me to the horse. Who are you? Where do you live?
At Thornfield Hall. I am the new governess.
Ah, the governess. And who is the owner of Thornfield Hall?
Mr. Rochester, but I have never met him.
The horseman turned in the direction of Thornfield.
Well, hurry home. It is late for you to be out on the road.
Jane wondered who the man was. When she returned to the house, she had a surprise.
There is the same dog. Now I know who he is. It must be Mr. Rochester himself. What a strange man.